Rodriguez and his research are the vanguard of Starbucks' efforts to adapt. Beginning in 2013, Starbucks decided to invest in growing its footprint in coffee-producing countries. It now has support centers in 9 countries, a number Schultz says could triple in the coming years, and a 10-year, $500 million investment fund that supports sustainability programs such as adaptation training for farmers and testing new coffee varieties. All this work on the ground in Costa Rica may sound obvious. Companies in sectors from energy to technology invest in research and development to better their products. But the coffee behemoth's focus on local farms represents a seismic shift. Selling coffee to consumers has always been a separate business from growing the beans. And because an estimated 25 million people farm coffee around the globe, big coffee companies have typically found suppliers in whichever place experienced a strong harvest that year. If one country's yield suffered, the companies simply looked elsewhere. But with climate change, that supply chain is no longer assured. Arabica coffee, the variety found at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, and pretty much every other American retailer, grows in a narrow region of the tropics known as the Coffee Belt, which stretches from Central America to Sub-Saharan Africa to Asia. Conditions must be just right, or a harvest is lost. In the past, some areas occasionally experienced off years because of a bad storm or a temperature fluctuation. Researchers say that in the future, such challenges will be constant. Farmers in some regions will be able to adapt by growing at higher elevations, but in others, there is nowhere else to go. Entire regions risk becoming unable to continue producing Arabica coffee, and Schultz and others say there's no way to make the more resilient Robusta variety, which is sometimes blended with Arabica to make instant coffee, palatable to the broad coffee-drinking public. Scientists also warn that climate change increases the likelihood of disease, including the dreaded La Roya, a stem rust. That disease cut coffee production in Central America by about 15% in the 2012-2013 growing year. Due in large part to rust, the price of a pound of coffee for consumers in the U.S. jumped roughly 33% between 11 and 13. Climate change is good, says William Corrales Cruz, a small coffee farm owner in the Costa Rican region of Naranjo, if you sell rust.